This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Speaking Tuesday at a town hall hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution before the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd. Trump repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own and denied understating that the threat of the disease when asked by an audience member why he would downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities. Trump said he downplayed it, but actually in many ways he said he upplayed it. In terms of action, Trump said his actions was very strong. A newly strengthened Hurricane Sally pummeled the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama with beach-covering storm surges and strong winds early Wednesday. More than 100,000 homes and businesses have lost electricity. Sally rapidly strengthened as it approached land, quickly rising into a Category 2 storm, packing winds of 100 miles per hour. Landfall was expected on the northern Gulf Coast Wednesday. A National Hurricane Center forecast map showed a possible landfall between Alabama's Mobile Bay and the Florida Panhandle. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A series of explosions lit up the night sky in northern Gaza Wednesday as Israel retaliated for earlier rocket launches from the Gaza Strip. Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired 2 rockets into Israel, apparently timed to coincide with the signing of recognition agreements between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain at the White House. The Palestinians are opposed to the agreements, viewing them as a betrayal of their cause by Arab countries. President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony. He acknowledged that the normalization of agreements between Israel and the Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on providing concessions and progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Trump administration is touting the deals between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain as key foreign policy victories, with just 2 months remaining before the November 3rd presidential election. Shinzo Abe, the outgoing Japanese prime minister, left his office for the last time Wednesday as he stepped down as the country's leader. Abe then traveled to the parliamentary confirmation for his successor to take over. Japan's parliament elected Yoshihide Suga as prime minister, replacing long-serving leader Abe with his right-hand man. Suga had been chosen as leader of the ruling party Monday, virtually assuring he would succeed Abe, who resigned earlier in the day because of ill health. And America's image as a global superpower has been tarnished since Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016, according to the Pew Research Center. A 13-nation survey by the U.S.-based nonpartisan think tank found that only 41% of those surveyed in Britain had a favorable opinion of the U.S. That was the lowest percentage of any comparable survey Pew has conducted in the country. Much of the damage to America's reputation among its allies is linked to its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Only 15% of the participating countries gave the U.S. good marks for dealing with the pandemic, while a few of the countries said China has effectively handled the outbreak, has still received significantly better reviews than the U.S. response. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.